This is NPR.
Israel tightened security around Jerusalem today in response to a deadly attack yesterday. A Palestinian gunman killed 8 people at one of the city's most prominent Jewish religious schools. The gunman was shot dead after opening fire on the students inside the school's library. Israel called the shooting a massacre, but said peace talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas would continue. Abbas condemned the attack. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council tried to pass a resolution condemning the violence in Jerusalem, but it was blocked by Libya, which said any UN statement on the attack should also condemn Israeli military action in the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by Hamas. Officials in Iraq now say the death toll from bombings yesterday in central Baghdad is now up to at least 68 people. Another 120 were wounded when 2 bombs exploded within minutes of each other in the Shiite Qarrata district of the Iraqi capital. It was the single deadliest attack in Baghdad in almost a year. News closer to home now, where the struggle among Democrats over the fate of the Florida and Michigan delegates to the Democratic National Convention is playing out on Capitol Hill. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is now calling for his state to hold another primary, since Democratic Party officials won't recognize the results of the state's January primary, held in defiance of the party's primary calendar. More from NPR's David Wilna.
Senator Nelson says the sooner Florida can redo its Democratic primary, the better. The problem, he says, is who's going to pay for it.
Somebody's going to have to come up with it. The taxpayers of Florida should not have to come up with that money to do an election over that was a legal election.
Nelson wants the Democratic National Committee to pick up the possibly $20 million tab, but a DNC spokesman told NPR it's Florida's responsibility. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Michigan and Florida delegates are not needed for a nominee to reach the required 2,025 delegates.
A lot of people think, well, it's unfair to either one of the candidates because they're not counting Michigan and Florida in the 2025. That's not part of the 2025 count.
Reid would not say whether Michigan and Florida's delegates should be seated.
NPR's David Wilna reporting. Meanwhile, the focus in the Democratic race now goes to the oft-overlooked Wyoming, which holds its caucuses this weekend. Here's Wyoming Public Radio's Peter O'Dowd.
Former President Bill Clinton was the first big name to visit Wyoming in the days leading up to Saturday's caucuses. 1,200 onlookers crowded into a University of Wyoming arena to hear the president campaign for Hillary Clinton. This type of presidential attention is rare in Wyoming, but resident Jenny Stays says the state deserves it.
We're a small state, but we're sensitive. State. We're a hardworking state. We're the energy breadbasket of the nation. Somebody ought to be paying attention to us.
12 delegates are at stake in Wyoming, which is the least populous state in the country. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will be here Friday fighting for their support.
Wyoming Public Radio's Peter O'Dowd reporting. And if you're a clever software designer with a thing for iPhones, Steve Jobs wants you. Yesterday, Apple CEO announced a new initiative to try to lure software developers to create programs for the iPhone and to expand its capabilities. They've come up with a low-cost kit that outside programmers can use to create everything from games to business programs. Venture capitalist John Doerr said his firm is putting up $100 million to invest in the software developing program. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.